Hey guys, Eric here with Get Fit with Eric, and I'm going to switch gears a little bit this week on the podcast. I've been wanting to do this one for a while, but I wanted to talk about things to look for when hiring a personal trainer. Now, I know I'm not going to sit here and toot my own horn. I still have lots of areas I can improve on, but I haven't survived 25 years in the personal training industry without knowing what to do and how to not only get clients, but keep clients and get them results. So when you're going out there, you might live somewhere else, or you might not like, my style or whatever it is. So, if you're looking at hiring a trainer, I wanted to really just kind of lay some things out there that I would look for in terms of, when you start kind of breaking it down, because, the reality of the personal training industry is there's a lot of different certifications out of there, in our industry, and a lot of them don't hold a lot of water. They basically show up for a weekend and you're certified. So, first off, when you're looking at certification, the ones I would look for if the trainer's a certified personal trainer is ACE, ACSM, NSCA, NASM. Those are the ones I typically look for as a more accredited type certifications. Other ones I'd be a little more suspect of, but if the trainer is not certified as a trainer, but maybe they're an athletic trainer certified, or they have a physical therapy license, that definitely carries a lot more weight than a personal training certification. So that would be first thing I would look for. And don't fall into the trap. This is one thing I think training clients fall into, is just because a trainer's in really good shape and buff, it doesn't mean that they're a good trainer for you, because they might know how to train themselves, but do they know how to train you? Which kind of leads me into the first thing I would really look at as a trainer. Do they have success stories? Do they have testimonials, legitimate ones and recent ones? A lot of trainers might have one or two that they have had, and they've trained maybe 50 plus clients, and they only have one or two success stories, and they might just keep those same two success stories on their website. I know one of the things we do is we try to always put out the success stories and add them to our website on a regular basis, because, anybody can get lucky once in a while. You might get a really good client that just responds really well, but do you have consistently, are you putting out people that have made great strides and progress and hit their goals and made awesome progress? And do you have proof of that? Do you have pictures and testimonials, reviews? So I would look for that too, because in this day and age with the internet and social media, it should be pretty easy to do your background on a trainer. And if you don't see that, that's a big red flag. Number two, are they more than just a trainer? One thing I can't stand in the personal training industry is the people that just show up, let's work out, we'll talk about life, work you out, and then we'll see you next time. That's just somebody who's punching the clock and just saying, hey, I'm getting hours for dollars. Versus if they're more than a trainer, they're actually a coach. They're actually looking at your nutrition. We use the MyFitnessPal app. Our trainers and myself, we always look at, a lot of times with people, we want to see what they're doing for their nutrition. We try to coach them through mindset issues, lifestyle issues, help them work through obstacles, scheduling, that type of thing, help them order out their workouts so they know what they're supposed to be doing when they're not with the trainer. A good trainer should really manage that part of your life that is, pretty chaotic for most people. It's pretty random and chaotic. We want to get order and structure. And so one of the things I always preach to my, and I do this myself, is putting together a training schedule and ordering it out for that person and putting some flexibility in it, because most of my clients, I guess I would say, are 40 to 60 year old parents or grandparents. They got a lot of stuff going on. And, they can't, it's hard for them to squeeze time. And so making it time effective and helping them order it out and having some flexibility, so if something comes up with one of their kids, is really important. But also coaching them, looking at the big picture, how's the sleep, how's the stress, giving them tools to deal with all the pillars of health, not just come in and work out and then that's the next time we'll see you. Because I see trainers do that all the time, and that really doesn't, get people results. You have to give them a plan, and you have to hold them accountable to the plan and make sure that they're doing all parts of the plan. They might not all come at once, but you're building layer upon layer. So that's number two, is making sure they're more than a trainer. They're actually a coach. So they're doing things to help you with outside of the training session as well. Number three, I always say nutrition is 70 to 80% of your results. So you have to be good with your, have some nutrition knowledge. And that doesn't mean, once again, going back to the buff trainer, everybody has to eat like the buff trainer. You have to help people with nutrition, all right? And if that trainer doesn't do nutrition or doesn't have any nutrition knowledge or is hands off with that, that's another red flag, because if you're, especially most people want to lose body fat, they want to get leaner, nutrition's going to be a big part of that. And if they're not willing to help you with that, it's really going to be hard for you to make progress. So having nutrition knowledge and following up with that is essential. You know, I see even people that go to like dietitians and nutritionists, they get a plan. But when it comes to fat loss and weight loss, you have to hold people accountable and you have to follow up with them. You know, anybody can write a plan, but you have to have somebody that's going to make sure you're sticking to the plan and then also be able to make adjustments to the plan if the plan's not working. You know, it's not just this, you know, random cookie cutter approach where, you know, everybody gets the same nutrition plan. There's different people with different schedules, different food sensitivities, different, you know, eating habits that they got to overcome and add in. The good ones, get out the bad ones. So nutrition knowledge is another essential piece. And the other thing too is the next one is customer service. Does that trainer go above and beyond? You know, I think, you know, once again, going back to the second one I talked about with the trainer that just does a session, punches in and punches out. Do they go the extra mile? You know, do they stretch you out a little bit after your session? Do they go over sometimes a little bit? They're not watching the clock. Are they accommodating to your schedule? Because I'll tell you, personal training is a service industry, so we work around other people's schedules, and that's not always going to be convenient for us, but we're trying to get people in when they can come in. And will they work with your schedule, or are they just too rigid? They just won't train at a certain time. You know, you have to be service oriented in this industry. Also, things like other red flags are changing your time or canceling at the last minute. If a trainer's doing that a lot, that's a big red flag. You know, I know I've got kids, things come up sometimes and I have to either put, you know, clients with another trainer or I have to reschedule them. But if you see this as a habit, that's not very good customer service. You know, I really value people's time, and I know that it's hard for them to make the time. So I want to make dang sure that we're giving them the most out of that time as possible and giving them an experience versus, you know, just punching in. And also, you know, respecting that time enough not to cancel and reschedule unless it's absolutely necessary. And I don't like to make a habit of that. Also showing up on time, being ready for the session, having an organized session, that also falls into this category. You know, I've seen trainers that make things up on the fly. So do they have a plan in place? Are they organized? Are they there ready to go and have a plan versus they look, you know, disheveled? Also, a trainer that sits there and laments about all their problems in life and you become their counselor during the session, that's another big red flag too. So that session should be all about you as a client, not about the trainer. So that's some customer service things that I think are important. And, you know, just things, little things like recognizing your birthday, your training anniversary. We've tried to start doing that at our personal training studio in Lakeville. These things are all really, really important because it shows that they really care about you and they care about your results. And do they do reassessments too? Do they review your goals with you and do they reevaluate that? Sometimes you write these goals down and the trainer never goes back and reviews them with you. So are they remeasuring you and reevaluating where you're at with your goals? Those are important things, I think, in the management piece of customer service when you're working with clients. And then the last piece I would talk about is individualization. One of the things that's another pet peeve of mine, and I've been in a lot of gyms, is watching a trainer, you know, with client after client, and they all have the same program. You know, it's like they do the same program over and over again. And that is not, the word personal means it's personal to you. So, you know, unless it's a group, like we do our semi-private and we have a template we work off of, but even with that, we have to do some individual adjustments and modifications. And if you're not doing that, if everybody's getting the same cookie cutter program, how is that a personal training? That's just cookie cutter training, in my opinion. So making sure that they individualize based on your goals and your needs, and they're putting things in there that are going to move you towards your goals and are going to be specific to you and not just giving everybody the same program. That's a big worrisome thing I see sometimes. So to kind of wrap this up, these are some things. Maybe you belong to a health club, or you know, you're looking at trainers online or whatever. Hopefully these things will be a good thing to just kind of look out for. I would look, you know, there's a lot of personal trainers, more than there's ever been out there. So be, you know, it's kind of buyer beware. And personal training is not an inexpensive thing. It is an expensive service. And, you know, what the other thing, I value people's money. So I want to make sure that we're given value for what they're getting, you know. And So it's more than just showing up, exercising, making you sweaty and sore. It's about, you know, the whole picture. This trainer should really be dedicated to managing this part of your life and ordering it out, keeping it structured, and helping you. You know, you still have to do the work and execute, but that trainer should lay out a really clear, concise plan that you can do. And that is what you want to look for in a good personal trainer. So I will be back next week with another client success story, but I wanted to get this podcast out because I know there's maybe some people listening to this that don't use us as personal trainers, and they might be looking somewhere else, but hopefully this was helpful to you guys. And definitely, you know, if you check us out on social media too, we're going to be opening up another accountability page. It's going to be Get Fit with Eric. It's going to be a private Facebook group. I'm going to be starting it June 1st. So look for that on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Instagram. Instagram is Get Fit with Eric. So, you know, follow us on social media. We have a lot of good content there as well. Other than that, have a great day, guys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we'll see you next week.